Chapter 7. The vanguard clanged and hummed as Drake stormed down its companionways, wondering if he had forgotten anything. The roar of the plasma engines vibrated up through the deck, rattling the gilt-framed canvases that lined the bulkheads and shaking servitors that were trundling through the gloom, trying to seal cargo holds and airlocks in preparation for their departure. "Is everyone else ready?" he said, glancing back at Isola. She was making notes on her cogitator as she struggled to keep up with him, but she nodded. "The two priests are here, and they have joined Ordus and Grek on the bridge. They're waiting for you there. Emissary Corval is the last to arrive." Drake nodded, pleased. Now that the rioting and the drone plots had died down, the Proctors would be trying to discover who was responsible. If he had been seen leaving Thaddeus's ship, it was quite possible their Bulgrins would arrive at the vanguard and start asking questions. Or someone may have seen him with Grek when the Croots fired the shot that caused all the trouble. Paying off the Proctors was never a problem for a man of his means, but he had no time for negotiations and haggling. He was desperate to be gone. "I'll see to Corval," he said. "You make sure there's no trouble on the bridge. They all know each other, but I don't get the impression there's any love lost between Ordus and the priests." Isola nodded and headed off in the other direction, as Drake continued towards the vanguard's main loading ramp. The doors were already open, and the navigator was waiting on the walkway outside, watching the crowds bustling past. "Emissary Corval." Drake rushed down the ramp and grabbed his hand. "I cannot tell you what a relief it is to have a like-minded companion with me on this expedition." "I am excited to come," laughed Corval, looking out through the void screen at the Colossus hanging over precipice. "Excited to see the Blackstone, despite all your warnings." Drake nodded and waved him up the ramp. "It's a unique place, hazardous certainly, but beautiful in its own way." As he closed the door behind them, Drake hesitated. "You've come alone? No servants, no guards?" Corval laughed and tapped the pistol at his belt. "I am able to look after myself, Captain." Drake shrugged and waved him on. "The others are already on the bridge." As they hurried through the rumbling vanguard, Corval stopped and tapped one of the paintings. "Is this a Katali?" he said, sounding shocked. Despite his impatience to leave, Drake could not help pausing and looking back in surprise. Katali's work was an acquired taste, and it had been decades since he met someone else who had even heard of the artist. "You know his work?" Corval stared at the painting. His expression was hidden behind his mask, but his voice betrayed his emotion. "I do," he said, his words hushed. The painting was only loosely sketched, but drawn with such skill that every mark seemed to carry meaning. It showed a proud Terran noble. He was at prayer in a ruined temple, kneeling, his head resting on a sword as moonlight washed over his imposing features. The mood was sombre and full of pathos. "I've collected his work for as long as I can remember," said Drake, waving at some of his other pictures. All of them showed similarly poignant scenes, stately, imposing aristocrats at prayer, lost in thought. "How well he captures our burden," muttered Corval. His voice sounded odd, quite unlike his previous confident tones. "See how bowed and humbled they all look, crushed by duty, but never defeated by it. Determined not to relinquish their responsibilities, determined not to fail." There was something in Corval's words that threw Drake back into the past, reminding him of what he was fighting for, of his determination to return home. Corval had turned from the painting and was watching Drake in silence. He seemed on the verge of asking a question. Then he shook his head and laughed. "Forgive me, Captain. You're in a rush, and here I am wasting time, revealing my poor knowledge of art. Lead on." Corval's laugh did not ring true. Drake sensed that he was hiding something, a sadness. The navigator clearly carried a burden of his own. He was about to ask Corval why he had come to Precipice when the Vanguard's thrusters roared and Drake had to steady himself against the wall. "Captain," came Isola's voice from speakers overhead. "Everything is ready." Drake nodded and hurried on down the companionway. "We must talk of this again, emissary," he said, glancing back. Corval nodded, but gave no reply, still staring at the paintings as they headed towards the bridge. He looked hesitant and unsure, like a man who had seen a ghost.